Case 21 of the Book of Equanimity, the Shoyoroku. Ungan sweeps the ground. Ungan or Yunyan. Main case. Attention. Attention. As I've said, attention, attention, attention. Attention is the whole of practice in some ways. When we say being just this moment, the whole of these cases are attention. And then what we do with attention, or how, where, greed, anger, delusions, ignorance, if we use that word instead of delusions, hinders and blinds us. In a way, the whole of Zazen is attention, sitting upright, but not just Zazen in the formal sense, but Zazen in the fundamental, all the time. Zazen, sitting is our life of attention. Our life is attention, or noticing the greed, anger, stories we make about it, delusions. We could use the word ignorance. Anger could be upset, anger could be stories, anger could be judgment, anger could be what hinders us, or greed is greed and anger, in a sense, are two sides. Greed is wanting and getting it, anger is when we don't get it or don't want it, and that blinds us, or our confusions about our life. Could be things, could be ideas, could be ways that we want the world to be, other people to be. That's what blinds us to who and what we are. The attention, not as something extra, as our very being. Our very being, so that we don't miss this life because we have ideas of, we hold on to ideas of self, other, me, not me. In fact, we could say when we talk about the Buddha's awakening, the Buddha saw the morning star. So it's if we hold on to the idea of a separate Buddha and morning star, then there is no awakening. There is no awakening because we're not where we are. We're not in the life of the moment. Instead, we're in this story about there's out there is some star, and I'm seeing it, and I like it, I don't like it. It's where it should be, when it should be. Buddha's eyes, the star, the seeing, not too different. Some of you might know of Dogen's description of what happens when he's in China and his, you could say, his enlightenment occurs. He was studying under the Chinese master Tendon Nyojo. That's how you say the name in Japanese, Sino-Japanese. In Chinese, his name is Ruijing. My pronunciation of that is poor. Anyway, they used to sit up late in the Zendo, sit Zazen late into the night, and the teacher, he used to sit with them, and he would walk around. And one night, there was a monk sitting there who was started to fall asleep, sitting late into the night, falling asleep, shaking back and forth. And he goes over and rebukes him. Some say he hit him with his slipper. And he says, "Zazen is dropping off body, mind." Or, "Zazen is falling off body, mind." And at that, at Dogen hearing that, he had a great awakening. Then Dogen goes in to Jing and says various things. Says, "Body mind dropped off body mind." But body mind is greed, anger, and the delusions of various sorts, ways that we miss, justify the way the world is and isn't, what and how we react to it. I want it to be the way I want him to say. I want her to believe. I want her not to believe. Or I get angry when she's doing and he's doing and they're doing. And we all can see the consequences of that in our life. And yet, we're unwilling to even just sit upright without churning up about that. We're will unwilling to, as Rujing says, drop off body mind. Instead, we hold on to our mind stories, even when we're sitting. Forget about when events occur. Forget about when the other times. We react. So this is our opportunity when we sit to notice we're caught in self-centered stories and what we do with them. How we miss our life, miss the life of the universe, because he said that, she didn't do that, I want this, I feel this way. Forget about just he and she's near us. We have stories about the whole world, all sorts of people we've never met. All sorts of events, recent, current, future. So, an important part of our practice is to see, notice, and let go of those, allow those to fall off when they come up, or do what's skillful. Some of you know we've talked about the practice of thanks for everything. I have no complaints when things come up, especially how and why and what we do to miss our life, to miss manifesting and serving our life and the life of all those around us and poison ourselves. So we remind ourselves caught, holding because we're unwilling for body, mind, greed, and anger to drop off when they arise, for our stories to drop off. Our stories about the universe, our delusions. Okay. Case. This is Yunyan and Dawu. That's how you pronounce their names in No, that's in Chinese, and in Sino-Japanese, they pronounce the name Ungan and Dogo. So these are two brother monks' successes. So this is when they've already succeeded the Dharma, and yet they have a interesting dialogue. As Ungan was sweeping the ground, Dogo said, "You're hard at it." Ungan said, replied, "You should know there's one who isn't hard at it." Dogo said, "So is there a second moon?" Ungan held up his broom. "Which moon is this?" Dogo stopped. Regarding this is about 80 years later, Genshai remarked, "Indeed, this is the second moon." Uman said, "The butler watches the maid politely." I think I will leave this case for you to stew with until next time I speak, and I will speak about the case next time because this is such a wonderful case. Sweeping the ground. Sweeping the ground is any and all work activities, chopping the vegetables, driving the car. Wonderful case. Attention. Be just this moment. Thank you.